connecting to the real nerds is so easy. You can go to our website, realnerdspodcast.com. You can like us on Facebook. We have a Twitter account, at Real Nerds. We also have Instagram. You can call us, 720-6NERDS5. You want to email us? You can do that too, realnerds@gmail.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. Welcome to Denver Comic Con 2016. We have a fantastic interview lined up for you. Enjoy. Welcome to Real Nerds Podcast at Denver Comic Con 2016. And we now have a five-time cosplayer on our podcast. He's grown up before our eyes. Have you ever gone back, Domin, and looked at your first picture with us at the booth, dressed up as Green Lantern? Not without a care in the world.
You know, I haven't, but I will when I get done with this podcast. It's still up on Facebook.
It is.
And, wow, 5 years.
That's, I know, is that crazy? I'm pretty sure you're one of our very first guests at the con.
Nice.
And now I'm really excited. People can't see you, obviously, but you're dressed up as my favorite hero, Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
From Spider-Verse, the Spider-Punk version, played by the Prowler, Hobie Brown.
Yep.
Very comic book accurate on your depiction.
Yep.
Did it take you a lot of time to do this costume?
It took me about 5.5-6 months. I started back, December, January, getting the costume, getting all the props for it, putting everything together. Getting the vest and a lot of the patches were hard, but I was able to find it. I learned how to sew, and here we are today with my pretty all right cosplay. Cool.
So what made you decide on Spider-Punk?
Well, you look around at a con like this with 350,000 people within the 3 days, and you see a bunch of Spider-Mans. You see some Spider-Gwens. You might see a Miles Morales, but you'll never see any of the Spider-Mans that, you know, if you go off into the entire Spider-Verse, you never see any of the other Spider-Mans. I mean, you rarely see the Superior Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. You never see Spider-Punk. I've never seen Spider-Pig. I feel like that'd be really hard to pull off, but really great if
you
could.
That'd be awesome. That should be your next one.
You know, that would be a fun one.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to construct, like, a pig nose underneath it.
Yeah.
But then you just wear the Spider-Man mask.
And there you go. Yeah, what is it? Is it Porky Parker?
Peter Porker.
Peter Porker, that's it.
The Spectacular Spider-Ham.
Yep. That's, and then Hulk Bunny and Captain America, they're the best.
It is. That was a goofy comic.
You know, it was goofy, but I think it was worth it.
Yeah, and you told me you're still a huge Green Lantern fan.
Oh, yeah. I actually, this past September, got it tattooed on my calf.
You're old enough to get tattoos now? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that means you're getting old, too.
I know. I'm old as shit, dude. I have gray hairs in my sideburns that my wife gave me, is what I say.
Oh, my goodness. That's not good.
No. You know, just it's what happens when you get old. And when you get older, you appreciate better heroes like Spider-Man.
Oh, of course. I mean, next year you'll at least see something Green Lantern related. Not just Spider-Man, but nice. I thought for these 3 days, I put so much work into the cosplay, might as well keep it all three.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, it looks great. I mean, it's not an easy one to pull off. And, I mean, the little time I've been hanging out around you, you've been getting a lot of pictures and people seem to enjoy it, so
yeah,
hats off. So what else are you up to, man?
You know, I've just been doing school work, and at the con, I've literally, like years past, I buy my ticket 2-3 days after that Comic-Con and have 365 days to prepare.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so what are you going to school for?
Child care and development.
Nice.
Yeah. I was thinking about possibly doing a program out upstate New York for forestry, but I think my overall goal in life would be something within childcare. I used to work at a cheer gym. I used to work at a local roller rink from Fort Collins, where I'm from. And I love interacting with adults, don't get me wrong. It's just I love having that childlike instinct to hang out and interact with kids and be able to, like, understand where they're at.
Very cool.
So,
good for you. So, looking back at over 5 years, what would you tell yourself 5 years ago now that you're older and wiser?
Stick with one cosplay that you really like and add to it. Don't waste your money on multiple cosplays. That's, oh my God, that gets ridiculous.
Yeah, what's your favorite aspect of cosplaying? Is it actually making the costumes?
Making the costumes would be a huge one because, for example, like, to the people who can't see it, I cut off the fingers. I came as just regular Spider-Man from shoulders down, essentially. I added the watch. I had a couple wristbands yesterday. I cut off the fingers yesterday and added the spikes. And, you know, I just, the construction process adds to it. I love it. But I'd have to say overall, I love being able to wear the cosplay around and a group of people who understand it and respect it. And then people taking pictures for it or asking to take pictures with you, selfies, etc. It just, that brings warmth to my heart that I actually did all right.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you did. And, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. And you have to remember that every time you slip on that costume, that you're not just representing, you know, you. You're representing a character that's an icon.
Yep. It's actually funny you mentioned that. I was talking with, I guess, roommate for the weekend. One of my roommates, he was on the bus, and apparently somebody pulled, like, a knife or something on him.
Wow.
And he was in his Deadpool cosplay. And the way that he explained it to us, at least, he played it off as if he was Deadpool. Made a joke about it, told the guy no, reported the guy to the right people, and he was just, he was respectable about it. Nobody got hurt. It worked. And, you know, I love when somebody's able to still act as the character that they're portraying in certain scenarios.
I think so, too, because you know, the thing is you have kids come up to you. I mean, you're great with my son today, by the way. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's important when you're doing stuff like this because the kids don't know that, you know, you're Donovan underneath. They think you're
Spider-Man,
Peter Parker, you know, Hobie Brown, whoever.
Yeah.
And I think that's important to maintain and keep that illusion for the children.
Of course. That's another thing that I've been strongly considering. Up in Fort Collins, where I'm from, I'm thinking about applying over the summer, mid-fall-ish, to, we put on a Fort Collins Comic-Con, which is a, it's a smaller Comic-Con, it's only 2 days, and you know, it's non-profit, goes to a charity for education as well. It's a really great program, and there are a lot more little guys there than there are here, solely because it adapts to them more. There are more interactions that they can have with people with different characters, whereas here you have more booths, more autographs from idols. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about applying with them and being able, like you said, to portray a character as a cosplay and interacting with them. You are Peter Parker to them. You are Hal Jordan to them. They don't know that you're Donovan underneath. They mm-hmm. don't know that you're Ryan underneath. You are just their idol, and giving them that tiny bit of inspiration, saying, hey, you can do this when you grow up. Hey, you can do whatever you want when you grow up, you know? It's just remarkable, in my
opinion.
It is.
Well said.
Thank you.
And what a way to end the interview. Thanks for stopping by for 5 times in a row, 5 years in a row. You're growing up before our eyes. You're such a wonderful young man.
Well, thank you.
So keep up the good work. Stay on the straight and narrow.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll look forward to seeing you at the rest of the con.
Yeah. And, of course, I'll see you next year.
Oh, you know it. And you'll be coming as, what did I say you're coming as next year?
Peter Parker?
Peter Parker, the Spectacular Spider-Ham.
You know, I'll give it a shot.
Hey, I love it.
Cool.
I love it. Go
well,
Spidey. Thanks, Donovan.
Go Spidey.
Thank you so much for listening to this exclusive interview from Real Nerds Podcast at Denver Comic Con 2016. I'd like to thank Denver Comic Con and Pop Culture Classroom for giving us this opportunity. Thanks. Bye.
Real Nerds is a Nebulous Visions multimedia production. We would also like to thank Sparks Mandrill for our music. Additional music from Ben Sounds. Thank you to Alamo Drafthouse. Thank you to Colorado Coins, Cards, and Comics. And thank you for listening to the Real Nerds Podcast.